Today we'll be ordaining two new monks into the monastery. It's a day for what they call Anumodana, rejoicing together. You see someone doing something really good, looking for happiness in a way that doesn't harm anybody, and learning to devote your life to something that really rewards devoting your whole life to. But as you notice, this is not just about two people, it's about the whole community. We're happy to support these two people in their quest. And we know that we'll benefit, at the very least we'll benefit from having supported them. Supporting people who do good in the world. There are so few people who really do good, so it's good to support them when they do. And of course the fact that they're able to devote themselves fully to the practice means that they'll have a better presence in the world. They may not have to teach, but simply the fact that there is somebody training the mind. It's good for the world. So we rejoice in that. And we think about what it means to go forth. It means you're looking for happiness in ways that don't have to take anything away from anyone else. When a monk goes forth, he lives entirely on things that people voluntarily give him. And we can find a taste of that kind of happiness within ourselves as we practice. You sit here focused on your breath, watching the breath coming in, going out, allowing the breath to be comfortable. Not too long, not too short, not too heavy, not too light, just right. And you can create a sense of well-being inside. You can maintain that well-being regardless of what happens outside. That's a form of going forth inside. And that's something everybody can do, regardless of what you do outside. And going forth inside like this means you're coming from a position of strength, so that when you do have to deal with the world, you're not feeling threatened because you know that your well-being is not threatened by whatever anybody else can do. You have your own inner source here. And that way you can be more courageous in doing good in the world. It's in this way that when someone does good and we appreciate it, and we reflect on ourselves, how can we do good in a similar way? That's how the world becomes a better place. So appreciate the goodness in the people around you. Support them whenever you feel that it's appropriate. And at the very least, be happy that there are good people. Because when you reflect on the goodness that's there in the world, it gives you more energy to do good in your life as well. This way everybody benefits.